Obama appointed judge orders deported illegal migrant. Leader of MS-13 gang, be returned to U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on April 4, 2025. A federal judge issued a ruling on Friday that the Trump administration must return an alleged MS-13 gang member, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador, back to the United States. U.S. District Judge Paul Azzinis, who was nominated by then-President Barack Obama in 2015, issued a preliminary injunction that Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, who is an illegal migrant from El Salvador, must be returned to the U.S., according to ABC News. Azzinis added that Garcia must be returned to the U.S. no later than 11:59 p.m. on Monday, April 7, 2025. I am going to grant the motion for preliminary injunction I've reviewed. And I'll read this word for word, so that there is no dispute that the oral order is the written order, Azzinis said at the hearing on Friday. As Breitbart News previously reported, Garcia, who entered the U.S. illegally in 2011, has been described by the news media as being a Maryland father with protected status. The focus this week is on Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, a migrant from El Salvador, who has been sent home despite a 2019 judicial decision that barred his deportation to just one country, El Salvador. Garcia has been deported to El Salvador and is getting help to sue the federal government for a return back to the United States. He entered the U.S. illegally in 2011 and is being described in the media as a Maryland father with protected status. While the Trump administration has stated that Garcia's deportation was due to administrative error and oversight, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt claimed Garcia was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. We also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking, Leavitt said. And, fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. During an interview on Fox News, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin explained that American citizens should know who Garcia really is. The American people should know who this individual is, McLaughlin explained. He's not some Maryland father, as the mainstream media will make you believe. He's actually a member of MS-13, who was involved in human trafficking. In a press release from CASA, it was revealed that Garcia's wife, Jennifer, spoke in front of a crowd that rallied for her husband's freedom after the judge's ruling. "Thank you to everyone that has helped us and supported us in fighting this," Jennifer said. "We will continue fighting this. The first thing I am going to do when I see him is give him a big hug."